We're here today with Bill Meltzer, the excellent hockey writer for PhiladelphiaFlyers.com, to talk about the recently completed World Juniors Championships. Flyers had seven prospects in the tournament, won by Finland last night over the United States. The big headline, I guess, before that was Canada was eliminated, first time they've ever lost, not taking a medal on home soil. So, Bill, let's talk about some of the guys that caught your eye. Obviously, two of the guys that were prominent in this tournament were Frost and Farabee, but there were some others that made some big impressions too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are four different Flyers prospects took a Player of the Game award at some point. Frost for the five-point game in the opener against Denmark. Farabee had a hat-trick game. He was Player of the Game that game. Noah Cates, and actually in the quarter, in the Noah Cates in the semifinals, rather, was Player of the Game. Had a big goal in that game and just played, solid all around hockey. And then Samuel Ersson for Sweden was their Player of the Tournament, actually, and took a Player of the Game award in that game against USA, where even though USA had that four goal comeback in the third period, none of those are really on the goaltender. Those are really team breakdowns. And I think you look at those four, and then you take the Adam Yining, who's only 18 years old, so he has another year of eligibility, played a pretty prominent role in the Swedish team, killing penalties, playing a pretty good amount of ice time. So that group of five guys all stood out positively.
Now, we just talked a moment ago before we started this about the fact that someone like Carter Hart picked up valuable experience, and obviously working, like, for instance, with media attention, those kinds of things, and it's a bigger stage, higher skill than their actual league play. Can this help guys like Frost and Farabee and Cates, who played well in this tournament, can it help in terms of their progression through the development system?
Absolutely, and I'll use Frost as the example. Last year, Frost had 112 points in the Ontario Hockey League regular season. He was a plus 70, led all the CHL. Playoffs roll around, first round he dominates in a mismatch. Second round he's good. By the third round, when he's playing against a very physical and bigger Kitchener team, you start seeing him wearing down. He didn't stand out as much. And then in the finals against Hamilton, although we put up some points, he kind of struggled in that series. This summer they had the summer camp for Team Canada. They had an exhibition series of games, and Morgan didn't really stand out in that. Then it's said, okay, well, this is the big stage. It's not regular season in a junior league. This is higher profile games. Then he comes out in the World Juniors, and he was 1 point off the tournament lead in points, right. But he actually was highest in points per game, because all the other guys who were the tournament lead, remember, with Canada getting eliminated in the quarterfinals, all the other guys played one or two more games than he did. Right. So he actually was the highest in points per game. And even beyond that, even beyond the five-point game, in the game when they eliminated in the quarterfinals against Finland, he was the one that started the sequence that led to their only goal. So it was a big-time performance for him. And that experience is valuable. You'll see how he'll carry it through the rest of the season and into his first pro camp.
And a guy like Farabee too is started off hot in this tournament, and he looked impressive in here in the summer development thing camp. That it looks like he's on his way too as well.
Absolutely, and that's that was going from a standout in the under 18 team a year ago.
Right.
And then this year, even though he didn't score in the medal round, he's always around the puck. He's always creating things, always, create a lot of power play opportunities for the American team. And just, again, that's the bigger stage. And with showing that he can compete against some of the world's best in his age group, big thing.
And Cates was sort of the dark horse here, that guy that we knew about, but obviously this was maybe a little bit of a breakthrough for him.
Yeah, Cates and Ersson to me are the really pleasant surprises in the tournament for the group of Flyers prospects. Cates is a very smart hockey player. He had a goal in the previous game. It was a nice one. Jack Hughes set him up on that one. But really what impressed me with him was just more his all-around smarts. There were two sequences last night on the same shift. He's skating through the neutral zone. He's got pressure on him. And instead of trying to stick handle around somebody, he just found soft ice. He dumped it in behind the defense. You know, they peeled back, lived to fight another day on it. Right. You know, the Finns come up the ice in the defensive zone. He lifts the guy's stick, and out the U.S. goes. You know, nothing that's going to show up on a score sheet, but those are the kind of things that the scouts look for, the coaches look for, you know, and just all the little things he does well are really impressive.
Now, we all know that Ron Hextall did a very good job here of getting this this development program back on its feet. And the Hockey News last year, I believe, ranked the Flyers second overall. What does this say, this tournament say, about where things stand with the Flyers development program? We know right now they're not in good shape on the ice this year, but looking down the road, it seems to be like a brighter picture.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, and where they were ranked a year ago now, I mean, a lot of these kids were actually were 2018 draftees, you know, Yining, Farabee, you know, O'Brien, who didn't play much in the tournament, unfortunately. Jack St. Ivany, they're all picked this past year. So if anything, the system's gotten deeper. Urson was picked this past year. So you know, you look at every position on the ice, and there's a lot of good forwards with upside. Maybe not a pure, you know, huge goal scoring type. But just a group of good hockey players. You know, that we'll see if they can further replenish the defense a little bit, because most of that group is now playing pro. And guys like Travis Sanheim, for example, you know, and Provorov, they're from that, you know, the previous group of prospects that are now pros. Now they have to fill that in a little bit in terms of getting, you know, some more high end defensemen in the system. But that's what you're always doing. You're always, you know, you're always filling in positionally. You're always adding depth. And the other thing that Hextall did, you know, really well, to his credit, is you're not going to be able to have roster spots for all of these kids. But if you build up the depth, you can actually trade from strength, fill needs at the NHL level, and you know you don't strip mine your farm system. You still have some talent in the system.
Bill, excellent. Thank you. Let's do it again soon.
Anytime, Wayne.
All right.